good evening, and good evening. This is Ali from The Mix, 1-844, The Mix, Let's Talk. So for the last couple of weeks upon weeks, I've been dealing with The Mix live show, which has been coming along very well, and it's been like creeping up on me. I just finally moved into my new apartment. It's a beautiful basement apartment for now. I'm looking forward to God's next gift, you know, that He has for me, as long as I be obedient and be, you know, like, how would I say it? Humble and grateful to the call that He has for me. Okay. So I started this mix last year. It was just about, you know, four people that was acquainted, friends to be, in a journey of, you know, dealing with gay people, the before, the beginning, and the after of gay life and life itself. So, for some reason, you know, I don't think God wanted that to happen, so it kind of like went sideways and sour. And I'm just laying in the bed and I'm sitting there saying, Lord, wow, what happened, you know? And, you know, I got up and I just decided to say, well, you know what? Maybe that wasn't meant for me, you know? And, you know, in my spirit, it was saying, yes, it's meant for you, but not in that way. You are to be a liaison for people that are in need of different things, and you will conquer your quest and what you have to do, whether it be gay, straight, or indifferent. You will be dealing with people and their problems, and people and their livelihoods, and people with their positions in life and the things that they do in life. Okay? And that will be your journey. Okay. So, funny enough, a young lady came into the salon and we were talking, and she invited me to a radio show, and then she invited me to the first radio show, and then she was saying how she had the studio, I could do some time, blah, 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 this, that, and third, and I was all in. And the first show I had, I realized that God had given me the voice that I needed to talk. I stumbled and I, you know, did incorrect wording, and I was stiff and tight and all kind of crap that they would say. But at the same time, I knew God had given me this voice. And I was like, wow, you know, so I went on this journey. But there was something that was there that wasn't supposed to be there, that I still don't know to today.